In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you here this morning. As all of you know, this is kind of a holiday weekend of sorts for our country. It is Labor Day weekend. Now, when I was a kid, there were a couple of feelings, emotions that I would have during Labor Day weekend. The first one that I would have was joy, because we usually went up north to our cabin up there. We had an opportunity to do a little bit of fishing, some swimming, so we had a lot of fun. We'd usually go up with our friends, and that's exactly where my Nicholas and his friends are today with my wife and my two kids. They were all up north continuing to celebrate Nicholas's birthday with all the friends up north during this long weekend. Now, the other thing, the other feeling, the other emotion that I had during Labor Day was sadness. Sadness because summertime was over. And when I was a kid, we started school when? After Labor Day, that's right. So that meant that guess where little Larry was going? Right back to school, which wasn't always what I wanted to do. But the thing with the new school year was that it brought something important. It brought opportunity for me, right? It brought opportunity for me to continue to learn. But the thing is, I had to be the one to make that choice. Now, I mention this to you because today is September 1st. Today is the new ecclesiastical year. We are entering into another church year, and we are all given the opportunity to do something important. We are all given the opportunity to continue to grow. But guess what? The choice continues to be ours. Today's scripture reading is a reminder to us who it is we are following. Our Lord proclaims in front of all those people in the synagogue who he is, and they had the choice to follow or not. And today, that is our choice. So this morning, let us take a few minutes and consider how we are to keep following Christ in this new year. But first, let's take a look again at our scripture reading. So our scripture reading comes from St. Luke's Gospel, and we see our Lord, he's in Nazareth. And it says in here that Nazareth is the place where our Lord was brought up, right? That's where he was raised. So he goes back to Nazareth, and by that time in Nazareth, everyone kind of knows who he is. By this time, Jesus is a well-known rabbi. He's been around the area. He's been doing these different healings, so he's well-known. And he comes in, and he is given the book of Isaiah to read. And he reads this passage to them. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And all of a sudden, after everyone heard that, the scripture tells us that they were amazed with the words that our Lord said. Basically, what Jesus was telling them is that this scripture, he says, is fulfilled. Because he is telling them on that very day that he is the Messiah, that he is the one that has come to do these things, to help the poor, to allow the blind to see. This is the acceptable year of the Lord, he says. Now they are given a choice. Now if you keep reading in this very same chapter, you'll see the choice that many of them made. The choice that many of them made was actually to reject the Lord. And if you read on, you'll see that the way they actually rejected him was a pretty serious way. They actually tried to throw Jesus over a cliff, right? Now, the thing we have to remember is we are being given a similar choice. The Lord is telling us today who he is as we enter into this new year. We are being told, are we going to continue to follow or not? But the thing with the church is, though, is she sends us into this new year, but she does so in a way to help us. We are not sent into this new year empty-handed. And this got me thinking about another new year, the new year for my children when they went off to school. One of the things that I don't participate in with these new school years is school shopping. I stay as far away from that as I possibly can, because I see my wife has not only one list, not two lists, but three different lists, right? For the three different schools that these kids go to. And the list is long. There's like all sorts of stuff they need to bring. But the thing with these lists is they are there in order to give my kids the tools that they need, right, for the new year, to give them the tools that they need to be successful in this new year, to give them the tools that they need in order to receive those opportunities to grow. Well, the church does the same thing for all of us. She gives us tools to enter into this new year. Last week, we talked about one of the most important tools, that is to read the scriptures, to open our scriptures up as we enter into this new year, so we have a better understanding of the feasts that we are once again going to see and celebrate. But the church also gives us a long history of prayer and worship that we are also to use in order to grow. But there's one last thing the church offers all of us as we enter into this new year, and it's each other. The church gives us each other to enter into this year. I don't go into this new year by myself. I'm not entering into this new year of ministry to proclaim the year of the Lord by myself. No, I do it with all of you. I do it with the strength of this parish. I do it with your prayers. And the same thing is offered to each and every one of us today. We don't enter into this new year alone, no. We enter it together as a family. We enter into this new year with each other's prayers. We enter into this new ecclesiastical year with the strength of this Christ-centered community. So today, all of us are given this choice. We are reminded who it is that we follow, that we follow the Christ who was sent to each of us in order to allow us to find salvation. As we enter into another year, I pray that all of us remember to open our scriptures, to be prayerful, but also to remember that we do this as a community centered on Christ. And in that way, I pray that we can take every opportunity that is offered to us to continue to grow. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.